They brought their photos, their stories, and their heartbreak to a Texas courtroom. For the first time, those who lost loved ones, a chance to confront the people and the company they hold responsible for their loss, Boeing.
No one from Boeing company was even have the guts to face us or even put into trial. We live in a pain and distress, unstable ground, and yet the murderer walking free, going home to their loved ones. I did not only lost my daughter, I lost my past, my today, my future, my tomorrow.
At issue, Boeing 737 MAX airplane, a 2018 crash in Indonesia killed 189 people. Months later, 157 killed in Ethiopia. It was later discovered Boeing failed to tell regulators about a new automated control system, so pilots weren't trained on what to do if the sensors failed. In both cases, they did, pulling the nose of the plane down, the pilots not taught how to override it. The U.S. Justice Department charged Boeing with one count of conspiring to defraud the government, but promised to drop the charge if Boeing paid $2.5 billion to the airlines, families, and a government fine. But the families weren't consulted as law requires, so now they are asking a judge to rip up the deal. Now, the original deal was made under the Justice Department that was formed by then-President Donald Trump, but President Joe Biden's Justice Department has argued that it wants to continue the deal. It says that under it, Boeing agreed to make certain changes in its company structure and its ethics. It says if they throw out the deal, they lose their ability to make sure Boeing is taking those steps to make sure crashes like this can't happen again. What the families want to see, though, is the judge to appoint his own overseer that they say could do exactly the same thing. These families made their case in court in emotional testimony.
Somebody needs to be made accountable. Only then can you have real justice.
But others say there could be consequences if people are afraid to admit mistakes in the future.
What we try to do is not impose criminal penalties. We want to encourage people to come forward and admit mistakes and then find out what went wrong, why it happened, and then put in mitigation to make sure the tragedy never happens again.
The victims' families argue they simply can't trust that Boeing is now doing what is right without independent accountability and oversight.
We are the unlucky ones because the planes of our loved ones crashed, but you know people, and likely you were on these planes. So Boeing was playing Russian roulette with your lives as well.
A long fight for this day in court, now waiting to find out where it will lead. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera, Washington.